Don Newberry, the Idle American, and today's commentary, Away From It All. If we weren't totally away from it all, we were on the outskirts, kind of like the characters in the delightful 1953 Broadway musical called Brigadoon. Only the long of tooth remember the tale of two New York guys stumbling across a delightful village in the Highlands of Scotland. It came alive just one day each century, but that day it was very much alive with love, music, and goodwill. That was the atmosphere our church group of 40 senior adults found in Branson, Missouri, where we enjoyed four blissful days, opting to let the rest of the world deal with its many problems. Oh, the outing called Meet You in Branson didn't start out real well. Our soon-separated convoy may well have traversed four states at various times on the 465-mile trek. Smiles and good cheer abounded, though, and we were Lord-favored by perfect weather, grand entertainment, delightful hosts at the Carriage House Inn, and even hints of approaching fall. Crisp mornings seemed tailor-made for strolls, even if short ones. There were scant signs of leaves abandoning green for flaming colors of red, orange, and yellow. Even without the breathtaking foliage soon to envelop the Ozarks, there were still enough trip highlights to illuminate an airport runway. For Randy Brooks, it was nothing short of a homecoming. Now living in the Metroplex, the man who played the original role of Jesus in The Promise, a long-running pageant in Glen Rose, Texas, thrilled us in song. During our Sunday visit to the College of the Ozarks, he warmed many hearts with a hymn sing in the beautiful Williams Chapel that was built by students back in the 1940s and 50s. Following Glen Rose, Randy played the Jesus role in Branson for several years, winding up with another long run in New York City before COVID spelled the end of the pageant in Europe. He felt it was time to end the 30-year run of playing the role of Jesus, but still sings for various groups. He does so without a solicitation, and at age 71 is ever popular. We dined at the Ozarks Keter Center, where culinary students are trained to prepare sumptuous meals. It was a stunning buffet with the dozens of student servers pausing to sing the doxology for our mealtime prayer. Speaking of food, it was all super good. We particularly enjoyed Pick and Porch Grill and Dennis Barbecue. Pick and Porch is tucked away at the back of the Branson Craft Mall, a place known for its gigantic rocking chair out in front. We cast our vote with locals who claim its hamburgers to be the best. Coupled with uniquely flavored French fries, the combo is simply incomparable. Queen Esther was worth the trip. We saw the 670th performance of its 9-month, 679-show run. More than 6,000 attended sold-out performances for 5 shows during the final full weekend of Esther. David, called the master poet, fearless warrior, and anointed king, opens March 8th of next year and will run through January 3rd of 2026. The Sight and Sound Theater continues to set the standard for Bible-based productions, having done so since opening in Branson in 2008. Our bunch loved the show called Six. This was a half-dozen brothers whose production of instrument-like sounds is as impressive as their grand voices. They also raved about Pierce Arrow's Decade Show, Nashville Roadhouse, and Acrobats of China. Motel management turned over the lobby to us for Brooks' mini-concert on our final night in Branson. We crowded chairs into the small lobby to enjoy Randy's songs. This tied a ribbon on our trip. When the songs ended, the motel staff served ice cream and cake to our group. There were no accidents, reports of sickness, or disharmony of any kind. Friendships were strengthened and new ones made. I didn't hear the word politics one time. One guy did lose his comb, though. Well, he really didn't need it anyway, but maybe he liked to carry it as a reminder of that long ago time when he had a good stand of hair. Don Newberry, that's it for now.